Happy Independence Day, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. According to the latest Agriculture Department numbers, burley tobacco production here in Tennessee is down by nearly 30% from last year, and that's mainly due to the tobacco buyout. Even though the sign-up date for the buyout program has passed, farmers and quota holders can still get into the program. Gary Crawford has the details.
Tobacco quota holders and producers, the deadline for signing up for the tobacco buyout program is long past. It was June 17th, but take heart. If you somehow missed the sign-up deadline, you're not automatically or completely shut out of the program.
Oh, absolutely not. The door is not closed.
However, Jim Little, who runs the Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency, says the door is closed and locked on the first year of the 10-year payment program. However,
this program is designed to pay farmers and quota holders over a 10-year period what their total payments would be. So if they miss the sign-up for this year, they still have an opportunity to come in and sign up for the final 9 years of the contract.
But again, as he said, those who missed the deadline would miss year one of the payments, but the door is open to sign up for the remaining 9 years of payments. Total payout over the next decade approaching $10 billion. Officials say it's a continuous sign-up, no deadline per se, but if you want to get started for the next payment for the next year, you need to get in there and file before the end of 2005. Officials are still working to get the word out to everyone just in case someone involved in tobacco has inexplicably not heard about the buyout, because as USDA's Tobacco Division Chief John Truluck told us,
we just don't want to miss anybody. The money's there, and we want to try to get this money out to these people.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Meanwhile, farmers here are concentrating on this year's crop. The state's 2005 burley tobacco acres is expected to decline 29% from a year ago, down to 17,000 acres. Overall, growers intend to harvest a total of 23,260 acres. That's down 7,000 acres from a year ago. Have a safe holiday and join us tomorrow on the TRN.